You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate to lead us through our five-star picks of the week. This former Patriots Pro Bowl running back, Tony Collins. How are you, Tony?
Good evening,
doing
Tony.
Fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
I love to hear your voice. Really good tone. So, Tony, after hitting a grand slam foul a couple of weeks ago, last week was just downright foul. Let me tell you, my friend, none of us could be writing any letters home about our performance last week. But you and Bob, 2-3. I'm just only slightly better at 3-2 since I picked the 49ers over the Rams. You guys took the Rams in that one. But, not so good for many of us. We were all right about the Panthers over the Bucs, and this time the Packers didn't do us dirty. We almost did. If the refs had been paying attention, we would have missed on the Packers again, but we had them over the Lions. But on the opposite side, all wrong on the Chiefs over the Texans. Chiefs have lost two in a row at home now. That was something we just couldn't imagine happening. Well, it did. And then we missed on the Eagles and the Vikings. So not so great from any of us. Bob is going to maintain his lead. He's 11-4. You're 8-7, Tone. So am I now. So we still got to giddy up to catch up to Bob. We got a long way to go. And it's like we were talking about at the top of the show. It just feels like this NFL season is flying by. But we at least got 9 weeks in the playoffs to go. So still hope alive, Tone.
Yeah, there's still time. There's still time.
Yep. All right, let's get into this week's games, and we're going to start out with the 4-2 Chiefs going to the 2-4 Broncos game going on tonight. Tony, like I mentioned a moment ago, Chiefs have lost two in a row at home. The Broncos, on the other hand, have won two in a row. So do both of those streaks continue, or do you think Kansas City gets it right?
No way KC loses a three in a row. I mean, they got too much talent to do that. I'm kind of worried about their defense. Defense giving up a lot of points, a lot of yardage, a lot of passing yardage. But, they got Mahomes, man. And, you know, I just think with him and Shady, running the ball, they'll come out victorious, this week at Denver. And I think, you know, it may be a close game, but I think Kansas City will pull it out. There's no way they can lose three in a row with Mahomes at quarterback. So we're going to go, high scoring game. We'll go 35-27.
AC. All right. Bob, our pick for the Super Bowl in the AFC, they can't possibly lose three in a row, can they, Bob?
No. I mean, most people didn't think they'd lose three games all year, Chris. So, I think Tony's right. I mean, you have to be worried about Mahomes' ankle if it gets any worse. If he goes the rest of the route, and they're able to kind of contour the games to him with big leads, that's one thing. But that's something I think after tonight we'll worry about more than. But I think tonight, after the couple losses like that, I think they're going to be fine. Only the Baltimore Ravens and New England have scored more points than them. So I think they'll get back on track. I had it around what Tony had. I'm going to say 35-28, Kansas City.
All right. Well, guys, here's the thing for me, right? I mean, Mahomes is playing great. You know, he leads the league in passer rating. He's got 14 touchdowns, only one pick. But what I'm starting to get afraid of is they're so one-dimensional. I mean, they're averaging 83 yards rushing a game. That's 24th in the league, right? You know, if you're one-dimensional, and Mark talked about this a moment ago, but teams are going to start catching up to what you're doing. You know, plus I look at, you know, Bob, you mentioned Mahomes with the ankle injury. I'm wondering, is that slowing him down a little bit? I mean, you know, they're averaging a touchdown less per game right now than they were last year. And meanwhile, on the other side, Broncos defense pitched a shutout last week at home against the Titans. I know the Titans aren't a juggernaut offensively, but you know, shutout's a shutout. And they only allowed, you know, 13 the week before in LA against the Chargers. So 7 sacks last week against Tennessee. They picked off 3 passes in that game. So it's not going to be easy beating Denver. And, you know, if they didn't have Oh No Joe Flacco at quarterback, I'd be really tempted to take him. But, you know, he's terrible. He was terrible last week. He's terrible. So I'm going to go with you guys. I'm going to say the Chiefs win this game, but I think it's going to be a close one. I got a 27-24. Tony, our second game, 4-2 Vikings at the 2-2-1 and completely ripped off Detroit Lions. Tony, the Vikings defense is playing well, but you know, if you take a look, guys, you look at the Lions, they're 6 points away from being undefeated. Tony, who do you like?
I like the Lions, man. You know what? The Lions really got the, oh man, they got terrible calls last week. They should have beat Green Bay. No question about it. And they're playing in Detroit. Now, Vikings beat the Eagles, but you know, how good are the Eagles? I mean, you know, right now the Eagles are not playing that well. So I'm going to go with the Lions winning this one at home. We'll go 27-20 Detroit.
Bob, who do you like?
I like Detroit too. For a lot of the reasons Tony said, you know, I think Matt Patricia's defense. I don't think Cousins will have any kind of a game he had last week, and I think they got to be hot about that loss, Chris. And you know, they can't lose pace with those other teams either, you know. So that's one of the better divisions in football right now, and I think it's going to get even tighter. So I'm going to give Detroit kind of an ugly 24-20 win.
All right. And oh, by the way, Joe Flacco just fumbled the football. So that's what you got in Denver. Guys, I'm with you guys. I like what I see from the Lions. Matt Stafford's 9th in the league in passer rating. So he's having a nice year. They're 9th and your best passing team go along with it. They're a +5 in the giveaway takeaway ratio, and 8 of their 11 takeaways are on fumbles. So their defense is ripping the ball out. And guess what? The Vikings have fumbled 6 times so far this season. That's 3rd most in the league. I'm with you guys. I like the Lions. They're at home. I think they win the game 24-21, right near you, Bob. Our third game, fellas, is the surprising 3-2 Raiders going to the 5-1 Packers that have confounded us all season. Tony, can the Raiders go into Lambeau and upset the Packers?
Is there icicles in hell?
Wow.
No way they're going to go up there and beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field, man. Green Bay should have lost last week, but Green Bay just got too much offense right now, I think. I don't know if Devontae Adams is going to be playing or not, but, you know, they got that guy at quarterback who's pretty good. And you know, I just don't trust Oakland Raiders right now, especially not, you know, going up to Green Bay and playing. If they're playing at home, it might be a close game. But, you know, playing Lambeau Field, we're going to give it 41-17 blowout.
Wow, the Tony Collins blowout special of the week, 41-17 Green Bay. Bob, Tony right?
Yeah, I don't think Oakland can score with them. And Oakland, for being a team that's won 3 out of 5, they have a -20 point differential. That's almost unheard of. I just think it gets all caught up to them. You know, Green Bay shakes off that rusty performance last week. I think Tony's onto something as far as a blowout. I'm going to give it 31-14 Green Bay.
Wow, both you guys going with the blowout specials. So guys, I mean, when I look at the Raiders, right, they started the season 1-2, lost to the Chiefs and the Vikings, so you start to figure, hey, you know what, same old Raiders, right, headed for another losing season. But they beat the Colts in Indy a couple of weeks ago, then they beat the Bears at home. They're coming off a bye week, so Gruden's had 2 weeks to prepare for Green Bay, and they're playing, you know, old-style football. We talked about this, too, with Mark Carrier. Old-style football, stopping the run on defense and running the ball on offense. Their defense is holding teams to 92 yards on the ground. Their offense is averaging 134 rushing yards per game, 8th in the league, not bad. And guess what? The Packers' defense is 23rd in the league stopping the run, so they're going to be able to run on them. Again, the Raiders defense, you know, they're not very good against the pass now, and I get that, right? Tony, you said they got a good quarterback, they say, in Green Bay. So I imagine A.A. Rod will have himself a nice day if he's got some wide receivers to throw to. Pretty thin. They got a lot of injuries over there. So I think it's going to be a close game, fellas. You guys got it as a blowout. I still think the Packers win at home, but I think it's not going to be easy for them. I got the Packers 30-27. Our fourth game is the 5-1 Saints going to the 3-2 Bears. Now, Tony, the Saints just keep on winning. Teddy Bridgewater keeps on winning 4 in a row, right, without Drew Brees in there. So can they keep it going, and can they score enough points to win the game against a solid Bears defense?
You know, you would think that the Saints would have lost at least a couple games without Drew Brees, but man, they're playing great football right now. And but one thing I like about Chicago Bears, man, is their defense. They got some good guys on that defensive end coming off that rush on the end. And I think they're gonna give Teddy Bridgewater a run for his money. It's not gonna be a lot of points scored because the New Orleans Saints got a pretty good defense as well. But I'm gonna go with the Chicago Bears with the upset. Chicago wins.
Wow.
17-13.
Little switcheroo.
Chicago.
Give me that score again. What did you say? What's the score?
17-13, Chicago.
17-13, Chicago. Interesting, because I got a point to make on that score. Bob, what do you think?
It's got all the makings of an ugly game, guys. I mean, Chicago giving up 69 points all year, and Bridgewater, I mean, you got to give the guy a lot of credit. He's kept them above water until Brees get back. I just think going into Chicago, you figure the New Orleans, even if they lose this game, 5-2, Bridgewater, it's still good. I'm going to go with Chicago, too. I'm going to say it's going to be an ugly one. How about a 17-14 game, Chicago?
That's amazing. All right. So, guys, I love the Bears' defense, right? They're only allowing 14 points a game. The Saints scored 13 points last week against the Jags. They scored 12 points 3 weeks ago against the Cowboys. So I don't expect them to do a heck of a lot better against the Bears. So that means, can the Bears score 17 points? Well, they've only done it twice this season. And one of those times was against the Redskins, which really doesn't count. So can Mitch Trubisky sling the ball around enough to score 17 points? And the Bears, they're only averaging 81 yards per game on the ground. So they're not going to get it done running the football. So that's the question. Can they score 17? Both of you guys think they can. I don't think they can. I'm going to take the Saints opposite of you, Tony. I think the Saints win 17-13.
Okay.
All right, guys. This is our last game of the week, and we talked about the Eagles. Tony, you talked about the Eagles earlier on. We got the 3-3 Eagles going to the reeling 3-3 Cowboys. So, Tone, Cowboys have lost 3 in a row. Can Jason Garrett keep his job for another week and get a win over the Eagles?
I have no idea who's going to win this game. Both of these teams are disappointing, man. You know, you would think from last year, the expectations of both of these teams and the talent that both of these teams have, that they at least should be 4-1 by now, both teams. But they're not. They're 3-3. So, with that, we're going to flip a coin here. And head to Dallas and tails Eagles.
The Bob Lazzari flipped the coin.
Yeah, and here we go. Heads it is. Cowboys win. We'll put a score. We'll say, who knows, 27-17 Cowboys.
Wow. So he does the Bob Lazzari special and flips the coin and it comes up Cowboys. Bob, you flipping a coin too?
I already did earlier this evening and it came up Dallas, man. You know,
it
I mean.
It comes up Cowboys again. Wow.
I can't figure out either one of those teams. You know, a lot of talent on both sides. They really, and again, I just think Garrett's job is definitely on the line. I mean, you just can't picture Dallas losing another one, especially at home. That would be enough for Jerry Jones to just call it a day with everyone here. So I think they have just enough pride to get this. There's just too much talent there. I just don't see how they can't score. Looking at that Eagles defense last week, I mean, Dallas has got to put up 30 points. I mean, so I'm going to go with Dallas. How about 34-24?
All right, well, I guess when I tossed my coin, it came up tails because, guys, I'm going the other way. I am so far off the Dallas Cowboys bandwagon, I can't even see them on the horizon. I mean, the Eagles are far from great. You guys are right about that. But they did beat the Packers in Green Bay, oh, by the way, a few weeks ago, a game we all got wrong. Then they beat the Jets 2 weeks ago, which you say, so what? They beat the Jets. Well, guess what? The Jets beat the Cowboys just this past week. And you look at what Dallas has, and Amari Cooper is hurt, so that kind of deflates their passing offense. I think the Eagles are going to stack 8 in the box and to bottle up Zeke and say, guess what, Dak beat us. And I don't think he can. I mean, their leading receiver last week, Tavon Austin with 64 yards. So I'm going to take the Eagles. I say they get that win. I like them 27-20. So we are opposite on a few games. I could make up a lot of ground or end up packing up for the season early. So we'll see what happens. But Tone, before we let you go, tell our listeners again all the great things you do to try to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to our website. Man, we're doing a lot of great things in the upstate New York area, helping kids going off to college.
Tony, you're the best, my friend. Take care. We look forward to catching up with you again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family.
Yes, sir. God bless, guys.
Bye-bye.
See you, Tone. That's the great Tony Collins and our five-star picks of the week. We've got our next guest, Leroy Urban, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Leroy on the other side of this real quick station break.